Message number 438. They intend to oust Pope Benedict XVI from the seat of Peter using devious means. Saturday, May 26, 2012 at 04:00 p.m. I am delighted to have you back with me. It is important to keep close to me now, my daughter. The time is short and you have much work to do. Today I ask of my followers, my dearest daughter, to pray hard for my beloved vicar Pope Benedict XVI. He, my holy servant, is under terrible persecution behind closed doors in the Holy See. I have told you before that the Masonic groups who have a vice-like grip inside the Vatican want my beloved Pope out. And they intend to oust him from the seat of Peter using devious means. He will, as I have told you in the past, have to flee, for he will have little choice. This time is short. You must pray hard that he can stay as long as possible, for as soon as he leaves, the impostor, the false prophet, will take his place. How my tears flow for my beloved church on earth at this time. All those sacred servants of mine who accept my holy word as it is given to you at this time, hear me now. You must remain faithful to the Holy Mass and uphold the daily sacrifices. For very soon you will be forced to swallow a lie. The daily sacrifices in honor of my crucifixion and the change of the wine into my blood and the bread into my body will be changed, twisted, and I will be vilified through new laws introduced by the false prophet. You must never accept anything that is not the truth. You must never accept heresy from within the walls of my holy see. If you do, then you will remove yourself from me. Many of you will have to offer the Holy Mass in secret, and you will need all the courage you can get by praying to me and asking me to make you strong. The changes will begin in the Holy Eucharist itself. You will soon be told that Holy Communion, my true presence, is in fact something else. You will be told it means different things. But this is a terrible lie. The Holy Eucharist is my body and blood given to you to allow me to fill you with my Holy Spirit to give you the nourishment that you need for your souls. When the time comes and you, my sacred servants, are presented with the new modern interpretation, then you will know that the contamination has already started. This is when you will need to prepare. Gather together and defend the truth of my crucifixion. Do not accept the lies, the changes in the Holy Mass and the Holy Eucharist. For if you do, then my presence will be lost to all of God's children. Follow me. This is the greatest challenge you will ever have to face, but I will give you the graces to discern the truth from the sacrilegious fiction you will be asked to accept in my holy name. You must ask for my help now through this crusade prayer, 56. It is for a priest seeking protection for the Holy Eucharist. O dear Father, in the name of your precious Son, who sacrificed himself on the cross for the whole of mankind, help me to stay true to the truth. Cover me with the precious blood of your Son, and give me the graces to continue to serve you in faith, trust, and honor for the rest of my ministry. Never let me stray from true meaning of the sacrifice of the Holy Mass, or the presentation of the Holy Eucharist to your children. Give me the strength to represent you and feed your flock the way in which they must be fed, with the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your Son Jesus Christ, the Savior of mankind. Amen. Please know that I walk with each of you, my beloved sacred servants, every day. I hold you up. Lean on me and I will keep you close to my Sacred Heart in these times of terrible torment within the Catholic Church. Your beloved Jesus.